It's Monday, February 3rd, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. Namibia's unemployment rate stands at 36.9%, the highest in Southern Africa, affecting over 320,000 citizens, according to the NSA. In an International Labour Organization report, it leads the SADC region, surpassing Eswatini's 34.2%, South Africa's 32.6%, while other countries remain below 30%, with some economists believing the actual rate exceeds 50%. Meanwhile, the Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters announced on social media that they will hold a peaceful protest today at the Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministry, calling for financial support or job opportunities for unemployed citizens. In light of under-recoveries in fuel pricing, the Energy Ministry has confirmed a fuel price adjustment for this month. According to PRO Anna Salkeus, petrol prices will climb by 42 cents per litre and both 50 ppm and 10 ppm diesel will decrease by 120 cents per litre.
The Ministry recorded under-recoveries of 82 cents per litre for petrol, under-recoveries of 175 cents per litre for diesel 50 ppm and under-recoveries of 166 cents per litre for diesel 10 ppm.
The Mine Workers Union has blocked an alleged unlawful retrenchment at Kombat Mine, where Trigon Metals plans to offer over 500 workers unilateral separations packages. As reported by Eric Munduru on One Africa TV's News on One, MUN's General Secretary George Ampoya stated that the union has taken the matter to the Employment Creation Ministry, citing serious violations.
Ampoya says Trigon Metals made misleading promises to the affected employees, which indicates a lack of commitment to genuine retrenchment negotiations. The Mine Workers Union has written a letter demanding an audience with the Labour Minister to discuss the matter further.
What are you supposed to do? There's in your notices, there is a notice that you will, those that are terminating on Friday will be paid one day salary.
Yes.
One day salary.
Yes.
Why is this man standing?
Yes.
It's because of you. Wow. That the company wants to pay you one day salary.
Catch News on One weeknights at 7 on One Africa TV, on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. In SA, the DA says it has written to Parliament Speaker Toko Didisa, urging the immediate scaling down of military parade arrangements for Thursday's State of the Nation address. The DA's Chris Hattingh says specifically that they have called for the cancellation of the planned flyover by the South African Air Force, given the dire situation facing the South African National Defence Force troops deployed in DRC.
Proceeding with a patronising presentation of military capability while our troops face hardship abroad in the absence thereof is not only tone deaf but also gross disservice to those who have sacrificed for our country. We urge Parliament to act with the necessary respect by cancelling the flyover and scaling down the military display in recognition of the challenges faced by our armed forces.
To North America now, in particular the US, the White House has confirmed fresh tariffs will come into effect this past Saturday against China, Canada and Mexico. That's despite concerns the move will push up prices for US consumers. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt spoke about the decision to push ahead with the import duties at Friday's press briefing.
The February 1st deadline that President Trump put into place at a statement several weeks ago continues. The president will be implementing a 25% tariffs on Mexico, 25% tariffs on Canada, and a 10% tariff on China for the illegal fentanyl that they have sourced and allowed to distribute into our country, which has killed tens of millions of Americans. These are promises made and promises kept by the president.
And in news just in, the Canadian Department of Finance has released a list of U.S. products that will be subject to a 25% retaliatory tariff starting tomorrow. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.